The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on a bright, sunny Wednesday morning. And I keep thinking about all the ways that I'm going to be celebrating all these festivals, all the things that are going on downtown. And I know just the person to talk to about it. Maria Goldberg is here with Great Southern Restaurants.
Good morning.
Hey, Maria. How are you doing today?
It is October 1st.
Honestly, I know it's a broken record. I am blown away.
I know.
I just can't get my mind around it, but I'm looking at my schedule for October, so it is the reality.
It is the reality, but from here on out, it's just going to be a lot of fun.
This is true. There's almost something happening every single night this month.
Absolutely is. That we had a beautiful weekend last weekend for Seafood Fest.
Sure did.
Super duper duper. And then we've got Fufu Fest coming up. We've got Gallery Night coming up. All sorts of great things to do downtown.
No question about it. So are you going to fill us in on everything?
Sure. So we are at all the restaurants, this is one of our busiest seasons as we come into the fall. I mean, we have lots of fun things going on all the time, but goodness gracious, our schedule is full.
Okay.
So starting with tomorrow is Thursday. Mm-hmm. And on the first Thursday of every month, except for July, we have our Atlas Beverage classes over at Atlas Oyster House.
Those sound like so much fun.
They are. We call them ABC, Atlas Beverage classes. And we have two back to back. First one starts at 5, the other at 7:30. And tomorrow, we have the Asinato Tequila guys back again.
Oh, boy.
They are so much fun. They are so much fun. So let me just run through what we're going to be doing tomorrow. They're going to start with a Bloody Maria drink, and that's going to be paired with a Mexican shrimp cocktail. And then we have a spicy mango margarita, and that's going to be paired with birria fries, a classic margarita, and that is going to be paired with Gulf fish tacos. And then we will have a rosemary pineapple tequila drink.
Wow.
Paired with a pineapple upside down cake.
Wow.
Right? Doesn't that sound delicious?
Wow. It sounds pretty good.
Right. And so.
It's different. I mean, rosemary and pineapple.
Yes.
I would never have put those two together.
It should be.
But now that you say that, I'm thinking,
It should be delicious. And these guys are so much fun. They really interact with the crowd. And basically, this gives us a chance to have some pairings and tastings and to learn a little bit more about the beverage world.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize. The first class is at 5 and the second is at 7.
And what's the day again?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh,
tomorrow.
Gosh, okay.
And we still have spots available in both classes, the 5 o'clock class and the 7 o'clock class. And here's the thing. You heard me go through the menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's $30.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know how they can afford that.
$30 plus tax and gratuity,
mm-hmm.
But it's $30 and it's a great way to, like I said, get out and about, have some good food, taste some new drinks and have some fun. These guys are great. So if you are interested, I will tell you to email Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R at goodgrits.com, or you can call or text her at 850-287-0200. Again, that's tomorrow night over at Atlas. Always, always good fun. So that is our first up-and-coming event. Boom, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Tomorrow.
Here we go.
And then we have over at Jackson's later on in the month on October 23rd, which is a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
We have our annual Jazz at Jackson's. And this is something we do every year at this time, and it always features Ellen Vinson.
Oh.
Ellen Vinson is, if you don't know her, you need to know her. She is an amazing woman, a former school teacher, singer. She used to sing jingles for the radio. She's one of our favorites. And she is going to be accompanied by Jack Zesch, who in his day job is an attorney, and he is a fabulous pianist. In his nighttime.
Nice.
Yeah, is it? And Ellen's been singing for over, probably 35 years or so. She does a great job. And again, we're going to have two seatings, one at 5 and the other at 7:30. So here's the thing. What they will do is that it doesn't cost anything to come to this event. It's it's free. You just come in and have dinner.
And this is at Jackson's.
And this is at Jackson's. Okay. And what they do is they'll do, it's almost like a little supper theater kind of a thing where a cabaret performance where Ellen will get up and she'll tell you a little bit about the song that she's going to sing.
I love this.
And then they play the song and then she'll give them a little history about this or how special this song was. And so the theme for this particular section is their songs from the Great American Songbook.
Oh, gosh.
And she is going to, they are going to be playing and singing songs by Nat King Cole and his daughter Natalie Cole.
Oh, fantastic.
So so that is a real treat. And I will tell you that this event always sells out.
I can imagine. Well, and it reminds me, I lived in New York City for many years. And so there were so many restaurants that had a piano player, an amazing singer, someone that's been singing for years, and so many famous places like that. And they were just a little like piano bar, but dinner restaurant. This reminds me of that.
Well, and that's
such a great experience.
It is. And that's exactly what it is. It's just a nice something, change of pace, something different to do that we don't really have around Pensacola.
Yeah, I love this.
So that's why it does sell out. And so
and when is it again?
It is Thursday, October 23rd, and we'll be serving our regular dinner menu.
Okay.
It's nothing, like I said, no cost attached to it other than dinner. Chef Irv has prepared a special feature for the evening, and that's going to be a 16-ounce prime rib strip with demi-glace duck fat confit, fingerling potatoes, and grilled asparagus.
Yum.
And so, again, is that if this is something that you're interested in, please, please give us a call at Jackson's. That number is 850-469-9898. Or you can go onto our website, jacksonsrestaurant.com, and click on the reservation link or go through Open Table. So there are three ways to make a reservation. But again, you need one if you want to come.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk, and we're talking with Maria Goldberg with Great Southern Restaurants. If you've got a question for Maria about the restaurants, menus, some of the upcoming events that they're having, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So now I've got tomorrow on my calendar, the 23rd. If my calendar wasn't full enough, now I'm filling it in. Something every night, just about.
There is, and so that takes us to another restaurant over at Angelina's. We are on October 30th, so we've got the 2nd, the 23rd, right. The 30th. We are, Chef Angelette, our executive chef, has put together a fabulous fall harvest food and wine event.
Nice.
And that will be at 5:30 at Angelina's. It is 5 courses and 4 drink wine pairings by our beverage director at Angelina's, Matt Nichols. The price of the dinner is $150 per person plus tax and gratuity. And reservations, you must have a reservation for this one. And so I'm going to walk you through the menu. The first course is going to be a tender rabbit, slow braised and shredded with mostarda and toasted sourdough. And that is going to be paired with a Shiraz from Sicily. Again, fall harvest is what we're talking about here.
I feel like I need some opera music playing in the background.
The the second course is going to be a potato-filled pasta with Sardinian boar ragu. And that's going to be paired with a Chardonnay from Umbria. The following course is going to be an oven-roasted rainbow trout with sautéed spinach, garlic, lemon, and extra virgin olive oil. And that is going to be paired with a Sauvignon Blanc from Slovenia. The following course will be a grilled venison rack. And that's going to have some roasted mushrooms and blackberry jus. And that'll be paired with a red blend from France. And then finally to finish, we are going to have a wild honey semifreddo with honeycomb. Delicious.
Wow.
And that is going to be paired with an ice wine from Sicily. So again, Chef Ian, if you haven't been to one of his events, they are always, always just really delicious and something that's off the regular menu and allows the chef to be a bit creative to celebrate the fall season.
Well, he's wonderful. I had the opportunity to attend a private party there recently. It was a wedding reception for someone who had gotten married out of the country, but they wanted to have the reception here in Pensacola. The food was exquisite. The service was phenomenal. I absolutely enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, yay.
So I'm just saying, I was so impressed because I hate to say, I had not been to Angelina's before. And so this was just great.
Well,
so,
good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It is a great spot. And I always like to tell people, if they haven't been to Angelina's before or they've only been once, we have a really great situation where we have parking at Southtown Parking Garage.
Which is great. It's right there.
It's right there. And all you need to do, if you're coming down for dinner, park in the Southtown Garage. And then as soon as you walk in the restaurant, check in with the hostess, mm-hmm. and they will validate you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They will validate you.
I didn't know that.
Right. Here
okay.
we go. For 6 hours.
That's fantastic.
Right. So here's what I would suggest to anyone looking for something to do downtown. You want to go to dinner and maybe gallery night or dinner and a show, mm-hmm. something at the Sanger, the theater, wherever, is that come have dinner at Angelina's. As soon as you walk in the door, give them your license plate number so they can validate you. And then have a great dinner and then go see a great show.
Wow, what a great idea. I had no idea they did that. That's such good. Thank
yeah,
you so much
so
for
that's
sharing
we,
that.
We
yeah.
always like to get that word out because I know that I think we all hear that parking is parking and parking. And there's so many changes downtown with parking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always nice to know that there is a spot and it is free.
Mm-hmm.
And all you need to do is just come inside and let us validate you so that you're taken
that's
care
great.
Of.
That's great. I love that.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that you told me that.
Yes,
Yay.
Yes. No, I did not know that. So I'm great.
Yay. And so that's October.
I'm already tired.
that's October. Just a couple little things going on here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited about this next event I want to tell you about. So every year, we're in our 12th year of Foo Foo Fest.
Yeah.
And
yes.
we have a lot of great events coming up. And please, please go ahead and start checking out the schedule and see what you might want to do during these 2 weeks. For those of you that don't know, Foo Foo happens in the fall, the first 2 weeks, really, of November. But this year, how the dates start, it starts on October 30th and it runs for the next 2 weeks. And there are a number of grant-funded events that happen during this time, as well as what we like to call Friends of Foo.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people, organizations, businesses who do not receive grant funding. However, they're doing things during this time. And so what we do is that between the grant-funded events and then the Friends of Foo, we have a ton of things that are going to be going on those 2 weeks. So at our restaurants, we always like to do something during Foo Foo Festival.
Which is great.
And so we always put together a dinner. And so this year we were trying to think, you know, what do we want to do? What do we want to do? What do we want to do? And in talking with Chef Irv Miller of Jackson's, he came up with a great idea. And I just don't know why we didn't think of it before. But we are going to do what we're calling a Great Southern Dinner at Jackson's. And each one of our chefs from each one of our restaurants is going to do a course.
Oh,
right.
Oh my goodness.
Right. Isn't that fun?
Yes. When is this?
So
I want to sign up for this. That sounds fantastic.
So it is going to be on Thursday, November 6th.
Okay.
Again, that's during Foo Foo Fest. It will be a Friend of Foo event.
Mm-hmm.
And we're calling it a Great Southern Dinner. And we're billing it as a one-night-only culinary celebration, bringing together the creative talents of all of our chefs under one roof for one night for one meal.
Wow.
Right. Yay.
That sounds fantastic.
So we are going to, and for those of you that don't know, all of our restaurants include the Fish House,
mm-hmm.
Atlas Oyster House, Jackson Steakhouse, Five Sisters Blues Cafe, and Angelina's. So each one of our executive chefs will be participating in the event, and I'm going to run through the menu if
I can. Oh, please do.
All right. So we are going to start with Atlas Oyster House Chef Jason Hughes, and he is going to present oysters on the half shell, and it's going to be a selection of hand-cultivated raw oysters, sriracha cocktail, and yuzu kushu mignette, and that's going to be paired with a cava from Spain. Then the first course is going to be presented by Chef John Huggins of Five Sisters Blues Cafe, and that is going to be a chicken and Kaneka sausage gumbo with okra, hickory smoked pork sausage, Louisiana long grain rice and cornbread, and that's going to be paired with a Pinot Noir from Oregon.
Mm.
The second course is going to be from Chef Ian Gillette of Angelina's, and that is going to be Cacio e Pepe Capellini, and that is going to be Roman-style raviolis filled with pecorino romano cheese and black pepper, and that is going to be paired with a white blend from Venice.
Mm, yum.
The third course is from Chef Billy Blue of the Fish House, and he is going to present a prosciutto-wrapped cobia with caramelized leek puree, blistered cherry tomatoes, and a fennel pesto. And going to be paired with a white wine from Tuscany. The fourth course is going to be co-presented by Chef Irv Miller and Chef Jeremiah Taylor of Jackson's. And that is going to be a peppered elk medallion with blackcurrant port wine gastrique and a roasted cauliflower steak. And that will be paired with a Cabernet from Napa Valley. And then to finish, we're going to circle back to Chef Jason Hughes of Atlas. He does this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful handcrafted chocolate oyster where he molds a chocolate shell as an oyster. And then he fills it with chocolate mousse, strawberry passion fruit, which is like the mignonette.
Stop it.
And then little chocolate pearls. They are fabulous.
Sounds fantastic.
So we are really, really excited about that event. Again, we've never done something like this before. And when Chef Irv brought it up, all the guys were like, oh my gosh, that sounds so much fun.
It's perfect timing too, right in the middle of the Fufu Festival.
Absolutely. So that again is going to be all of our chefs. The event will be at Jackson's on Thursday, November 6th at 5:30. And the cost is $150 per person plus tax and gratuity. And that will include all the five courses and the four wine pairings. And, of course, this is a reservation-only event, and it will sell out. So if it is something that you are interested, please give us a call at Jackson's. Then that number is 850-469-9898, or visit us on our website, jacksonsrestaurant.com. And as Taylor and I always say, we know there's a lot going on. And we talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And it's like, what did she say? What was that number? Go to our website, which is greatsouthernrestaurants.com. That is our master website. Mm-hmm. And you can get to everything that I've spoken about on that website. You just click on the news link and hit happenings. And everything that I've talked about will be covered on that. You can find out names, numbers. You can read every menu. You can see everything that we're doing right there.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely. And then I would also encourage you to check out our social media because we have a lot of good things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I do want to highlight that is actually happening this weekend, actually it starts Thursday. That would be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So over at Atlas, we're going to have ABC going on. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on the Fish House deck, we are going to be hosting Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival singers.
I was wondering about that. Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That started officially last night.
And we're so excited because they're bringing some of the singers to downtown.
Excellent.
Where it's just not on the beach. There are quite a few venues that are downtown, and we're really excited
to be participating. This whole weekend is downtown, which is new.
Yes.
And then next weekend will be on the beach.
Exactly.
So it's very exciting. I had Renita on the show.
Yes, of course. We were talking about it,
and it was just going to be fabulous. And I'm thinking any night of the festival, especially when they're downtown, you could go to any one of these restaurants, have a wonderful dinner, and then go to one of the different venues.
Absolutely.
But here you've got the Fish House is actually hosting, so that's even better.
We are hosting, and again, go to our social pages, and you can get all the details of who will be singing and at what time. But here's what I'm really excited about. We have not had, Renita and Lewis came to us and said, hey, do you guys want to participate? We're like, absolutely, 100%. Because we have not had music on the deck since before the pandemic.
No kidding. See, and I always think of that because before that, you had it all the time.
We had it all the time.
Right.
And then we had the hurricane that hit, and we had to rebuild, and just all sorts
and
of little things. So
such
we are
a beautiful venue right on the water.
And
sunsets,
I don't know.
And, oh, it's beautiful.
Exactly. And I don't know. There's a whole group of people that haven't experienced that.
Sure.
So we are saying, hey, come out to the deck this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we will have the songwriters out there. We'll have a bar out there, bar service, and just listen. And for those of you who haven't been to one of these types of events, they're fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And it is great because you've got these people that are writing these beautiful songs. A lot of them have had hits through very famous singers,
mm-hmm.
But you get to hear the stories behind the songs,
which is really something else.
It is. It's so cool, and it's, you know, how they were inspired, and
they're bringing in over 145 artists from all over the country and the world, and we have 30 plus venues this year for the event on the beach, and it's just you can't go wrong with this.
No, not at all.
And when you sit there and you see this person, you don't recognize them, and they start playing a song, and you go, oh, I know that song because they wrote it for some famous musician, country artist, someone else. And it really is. It's wonderful.
It is. It's wonderful. So, again, stop by the Fish House Thursday, Friday, Saturday this weekend. Grab a bite to eat. Come check out the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. And it's sure to be a fabulous time. Really
sounds
a fabulous
like a lot
time.
Of fun.
Yeah.
So. Is there a ticket for that, or they can just come in?
Nope. Okay. It is free and open to the public. Is it? Come on down, listen to some great stories, and hear some good music.
That sounds good to me.
Always. So the last thing that I want to go into is, it's October 1st, and it's time to talk turkey.
Is it?
It's time to talk turkey.
Okay. All right.
It is. Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Okay. Let's do it.
And so Thanksgiving this year falls on Thursday, November 27th. And what we have found through all of our restaurants over the years, it has really, really, really changed in that a lot of people are going out for Thanksgiving, or they're ordering food in,
mm-hmm.
and just heating it up. And there aren't a lot of folks that are doing the whole big old feast because everybody wants to spend time together.
Right.
You know, and not in my household, you know, it's usually the ladies are in the kitchen, the guys are watching TV, the football game, you know. But this is an opportunity for everybody just to hang out together.
And relax.
It is. And so all of our restaurants will be open. All of them will be serving menus as well as a traditional Thanksgiving dinner plate. But I will tell you, the reservations, we take them at Angelina's and at Jackson's. The Fish House, Atlas, and Five Sisters are walk-in only. But if you are looking to make a reservation for Thanksgiving, you have to do it now.
This, of course.
You have to do it now because we will sell out, goodness gracious, very, very soon. Well before we even get into November, we will book out. So just so you have an idea of what we're doing, Angelina's and Jackson's, I'm going to start with them.
Mm-hmm.
They will be open Thanksgiving Day from 11 until 7 o'clock p.m.
Perfect.
They will be serving their dinner menus all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then both will be serving their own version of a Thanksgiving dinner plate. And so Jackson's will have oven-roasted turkey served alongside garlic buttered green beans, andouille and cornbread stuffing, Anjou pear and cranberry relish, Yukon Gold and fresh thyme whipped potatoes, roasted butternut squash, and down home gravy. So that will be the plate for Jackson's.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Angelina's, they're doing their own version, an Italian version of a Thanksgiving plate. So again, reservations are required for both of those. Please do those. The others, you can walk in service. But again, as I always mention, all this information is available on our website currently for every restaurant, as well as our grab-and-go Thanksgiving package for Five Sisters Blues Cafe.
Okay. So someone just texted in, can you tell me the hours? When is Jackson's open? The days and the hours?
Like normally? Normally, mm-hmm. we're open.
In the fall. It's October 1st now.
Normally, we are open every night at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are open for lunch service on Fridays only from 11 to 2.
Okay, very good. But again, you can find all that information on the website.
Go to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and you'll find everything you're looking for there.
I think this is going to be a phenomenal fall. Thank you, Maria. She's always got so much information. I want to look at every menu. I want to go to every place. I want to try everything that you've mentioned. And now I'm starving.
That's right. My job is done.
And your job is done. So I appreciate you being here. So much to look forward to. Again, you can go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. And the reservations for Thanksgiving, they definitely need to call now.
Absolutely.
So there's no question about that. Thank you so much, Maria, for being here this morning. So many great things are happening downtown. You don't want to miss it. So if you want to check out a calendar, visit Pensacola.com. It has a lot of the events on the calendar. Pair those events with Great Southern Restaurants. You can't go wrong. Thanks, Maria.
Have a great one.